I'm over the moon to be here. It's a step up in my career, so I'm really happy to be joining Blackpool. And obviously, it's sad to leave Morecambe, but as a footballer, you need to move on and you need to better your career. And I believe that now is the right time to step up. And I believe the manager can help me progress as a player. And I'm looking forward to my time here.
There has been quite a bit of talk over the summer that the first bid came in, Morecambe deemed it unacceptable and said that they expected you to start the season with them. Has it been a little bit of an unsettling time for you, knowing that there's a club interested that's literally down the road that might be wanting to take you?
No, I've put it all to the back of my mind. I've just been, obviously, I was a Morecambe player, so I was just concentrating on my training. I didn't let it bother me. Obviously, I had it last season with this time last year with the Peterborough deal, and I think looking back, that it probably I thought about it too much, and it messed with me head a little bit. So I just tried to concentrate on my football and just taking it step by step, and if it happened, it happened, and if it didn't, it didn't. So it was just one of them, really. Just concentrate, and I got the phone call off my agent, and then I got phone calls off Jim Bentley, to let me know, and I just took it from there, really.
This is a sort of move that I'm sure appeals in many ways, Jack, that the fact that you are moving up a division and to a bigger club. But in terms of geography as well, the fact that you don't need to move your family house somewhere on the other side of the country, how much of a benefit is that to you?
The location's perfect for me. Obviously, there's not much in it. Distance-wise, it's probably a little bit closer, a bit easier to get to, and that's played a massive part. Obviously, I've got a young family. I've got two kids and one on the way. So that, like I say, that's made it a lot more easier to for me to join Blackpool.
What was it like saying goodbye to everybody this morning at Morecambe?
It was emotional, to be honest. I went there this morning to collect all my boots and my belongings, and I had a good chat with the lads, and I had a chat with Jim Bentley and Ken McKenna. It was sad to say goodbye, but like I said before, it's football and it's time to move on. I'm stepping up a league now, so I'm just really happy.
How much of an influence have Jim and Ken had on your career so far, would you say, Jack?
You know, I've got a lot of respect for Jim and Kenny. I believe they've made me a better player, a better person. I've grown up a lot of my time there. He's the one who gave me the chance in league football. He brought me from Altrincham. I think it was 3.5 seasons ago now. So, you know, I have a lot of respect for him. He's a great manager, a great guy, and I wish him every success in the future. I see him moving on to bigger and better things himself because he's only a young manager. He's still learning, and he's been great with me. So, wish him the best of luck.
In terms of fitness-wise, we know that a couple of seasons ago now you missed a fair bit of football, but how are you now? You've trained most days in Morecambe so far, have you?
Obviously I had the injury back. I think it was 2012. I missed quite a bit of football with the injury. I recovered from it. I've done okay since, and hopefully that's behind me now, so I can just move on and play football.
And what's next? Train today or just get ready for a friendly tomorrow?
We've got an afternoon session today, so like I say, the gaffer gave me the morning off to go up to Morecambe, collect all my stuff. So now I'm back here. I'm gonna have lunch and train this afternoon, ready for tomorrow's friendly.
Are you familiar with anybody at all in that dressing room?
No, it's a new set of lads for me. So I've seen them. I've seen a few of the faces, played against a few of the faces, but I've never really had a chance to speak to any of them. So it'll be interesting to catch up with them all.
And just how much are you looking forward to playing League One, testing yourself? It's what every player wants, isn't it? To test yourself at the highest possible level, which is League One for Blackpool this coming season.
Yeah, of course it is. Every player wants to play as high as they can, and I know I've got the opportunity now to play League One football, and I'm really looking forward to it.